but I've seen miracles in every way, and I see miracles every day.
Woo. Make some noise for Tristan Wheeler and Jack Lamming. T-I-T-R Radio Pizza Party. What do you do?
Yeah. What do you not?
Make it louder.
Make it louder.
Woo. I'm hungry. Let's start the show.
Hey, welcome to Radio Pizza Party, broadcasting live from
the University of British Columbia on the unceded territories of the Musqueam peoples.
What's the frequency?
101.9, I believe you said that.
Well, we now know it twice.
FM.
FM, not AM. Don't go to 101.9 AM.
I don't know what's happening over
there. Way too low
a
frequency. It's probably just jazz.
You probably can't hear it. It's probably so low, only whales can hear it. I am, of course...
Are we not broadcasting to whales?
The whale market, we kind of alienated them with last week's episode when Matt LeBlanc called in that time. He was the whale scientist.
And the topic was, I hate whales.
Yeah, that was a strange...
It was a bad show.
That was a bad show just in general, so we just didn't air it. Yeah. So we still alienated them somehow.
Yeah.
It was weird.
They heard it because it was on such a low frequency.
Exactly. So I am, of course, Tristan Ashy Larry, the ashiest of Larry's, Tristan Wheeler.
I'd like to change your name to Tristan Longhair Wheeler.
Tristan
that's getting, like, down to your knees.
It's more of a luscious look.
Oh, yeah. He's got some luscious locks. I agree, mystery guest.
Mystery guest. And I, of course, am looking at Jack.
You picked the nickname this week.
Dusty glasses, because there's some dust on them. Glasses.
They're gross. Yeah, they're very dirty. Now the lambing. Listeners know I have glasses. I don't like that information being public.
Well, you said I had long hair. Tit for tat, brother.
More like, yeah. Yeah, that's me. I'm Jack. Hey, guys. Welcome. Who's our guest?
So we have a guest of notable persuasion. You were about to say something?
No, you keep
okay.
going.
All right.
Keep talking for an hour.
I met this guy in grade 7. I remember I hated this guy in grade 7.
That's bad, man.
But
I
then
had a similar experience with you.
We became friends later on in our lives. I mean, later being a couple weeks / a month or so later. After a little of integration.
Not 20 years.
No, we're not that old. I would have had to meet him
when
I was a baby.
My ankle first.
Yes. Yes, you broke your ankle.
Yeah, dude. You had to come, you and Drew Allen, you carried me back to the room after.
We had to do some...
Who's Drew Allen?
He's a friend of ours from Castlegar as well.
What's his last name?
Drowlin.
That's Drowlin, a great name.
Yeah, it's strange. He's like, I got double names.
A gentleman.
We are, of course, here with Matt.
James.
James Anderson.
There we go.
Matthew Anderson. Mr. Anderson. Mm-hmm. Mr. Anderson.
How tired are you of those jokes?
What, Mr. Anderson?
Yeah.
I go with all day, man. Mr. Anderson's a cool guy.
He's a murderer of many people.
What was he?
Oh, wait, no. Wait,
was he a
Mr. Anderson?
Yeah.
Mr. Smith's the dickhead. Rude man. He's a rude boy.
He's a rude boy. As we have one of on one of these, this show right here, we have a rude boy because that was a rude word to say.
Matt, what do you think we do on our show?
We don't. No.
We explain it every week. I want to hear what you think we do.
Boy, I'm not really sure. Like, I tuned in just the very first episode. I caught a little bit of it. There's some travel talk. I just assumed that was a topic you guys went on for way too long. But, you know, it was a learning curve.
Fair point.
But, no, I assume you just interrogate some people, try to get some laughs, and hopefully not too rude.
Boy.
I'm just a little boy here, so, like, be gentle.
Not a rude boy. He doesn't want to be rude, but he is a boy. So you're close, brother.
Yeah.
Watch yourself, counsel.
Keep it.
Sorry, Daddy. It.
Be a gentleman, not a ruffian.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, a gentle fellow. So yeah, on our show we pick a random topic. You were close.
Mm-hmm. Out of what used to be a hat, now it's a random number.
Yeah, we're not wearing hats. I do have a hat, but we didn't print out any paper because you know you don't want to kill trees by printing out paper.
Mm-hmm. No, I do it with an axe.
Right, I've been using paper. And
takes a while.
It's taking
right?
a long time.
Yeah.
I've been working on the same tree since I was 15. I have to go back home to Castlegar, which is a place me and Matt are from.
Unfortunately, it exists.
Actually, I tried to do a silly tree, the thing with the tree once, where I pulled it all the way down, grabbed a rope, tied it, and then I tied it to a stump to hope it would grow at a horizontal angle. It's been like 8 years. I got to check up on that thing. I don't see if I got a sideways tree at this point.
Wait, where is this happening?
Up at my grandma's house. Like, sad story, my dog died, so I went to a tree and I pulled it over. I'm like, I'm tying you down. I don't know.
Wait, what does the dog dying have to do with that?
I was just up there. I was up there at the funeral. I'm like, oh, my dog's dead, and I have this rope right here, so I'm going to go tie a tree. Come back in 7 years, see what happens.
Okay, of all the things you can do when you're sad and you have a rope and a tree, that is by far the most positive.
That's true. It's like, Matt, what are you doing with that rope? Matt? Matt. I just wanted to tie a tree down to see if it would grow sideways.
In 10 years.
Oh, right, we have a dumb kid.
This actually was like at least 10 or 12 years ago. So actually, I'm going to go back there. I'm going to keep this in my mind.
Is it?
Can you stay on the show for like at least the next 50 minutes?
Can you record yourself?
Like, don't go now. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
if
right.
That's okay.
Can you record yourself when you see this tree?
Yeah.
Okay,
I would love the audio for it. Just do a voice memo and send it to Longhair.
My sideways tree, man.
Yeah, that sounds very interesting. So what we're going to do is we're going to pick a topic. But, you know, actually, yeah, just pick a topic. Yeah. But we will pick a topic.
But
we'll play a little song before we pick that topic.
Hey, Tristan. Hey, Jack. Let's pick a topic.
Chimes.
I have a slight idea.
What?
Can we change the name of the topic picking theme song to the Topicking Heads?
Topicking Heads. That is the name of that song now.
Okay. No, that's the artist.
Oh, that's the
Nick,
artist?
Not by you anymore.
Not by
it's
Nick
by the
anymore.
Topicking Heads.
Okay, I knew I recognized it. That's Nick?
That's Nick.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did the original theme song, too. Like the
theme song we did.
We got to get him to do some more theme songs. It's a thing we've been saying for like 2 months.
Soon he's going to forget about us.
Yeah.
It's going to be a sad world.
We're going to sue him.
Matt used to live next to Nick, right?
Yeah, my neighbors. I would go over to his house every single day, pick up boards, break their yard, and try to look for snakes. And the dad would come and chase me up. But I was going to get those snakes.
Mike?
Was it snake whacking day?
I would actually drag boards to his house because his house was like a perfect snake hatching zone. And he had a big field there. There's long grass snakes everywhere. I'd bring boards and I'd throw them in his lawn and like sit on them to break the grass down. And then we'd come back like a week later, lift them up. There's snakes there.
That wow. Was like,
yeah.
Welcome to Castle Gar.
Wow, you guys really live a Wild West lifestyle out there.
I thought snakes were too gross. I remember once I saw you catch a snake and it like peed on you or something.
It did. Yeah, no, they love to do that.
Yeah.
That smell does not go away for a while.
Yeah.
Didn't know snake pee smelled. I'm learning a lot today.
Well, it's like, I don't know if it's pee or just like their pheromones. I don't know. Yeah, maybe leach it out of their skin. You're like, oh, God,
to like,
it's all
probably
slimy.
Like freak the predator out. So yeah, what we're going to do is you got to pick a number.
Between 1 and 17?
17. 1
and 9.
Okay.
That was to the point.
Our topic today,
skateboarding.
Ah, dude, I'm bad at that.
Okay, why don't we pick another topic?
What?
I got longboarding.
What's the topic's picked? It's picked.
Okay, it's picked.
I didn't want to do unsolved mysteries that time, but we did unsolved mysteries.
That's true.
Is
okay.
Skateboarding, like, can I be like longboarding and shit?
It's
can
anything,
be any board.
It's anything
and
with
what,
four
Matt?
Wheels and bearings.
Any board.
You said longboarding and what?
Any.
The listener knows.
I'm nervous.
I think we know what you're talking about here, buddy.
Also, Matt, tell. You know, while we're at the beginning of the show, I just want to, I wrote a song for today's episode.
Oh, you've been talking about it. You've been talking about it all day.
So I wanted this to be kind of like a little introductory to you, but I didn't feel it, but I'm going to do it now. Mm-hmm. Give it a little bit of preamble.
Just do it, man.
I know, I just gotta say. So
just
I wrote this song.
Do it.
I wrote the song about me and Matt and this show and him being on the show.
Beautiful.
Let's hear it, man.
1 second. Let me just get the music. Okay, here we go.
Oh, was that what I think it was?
No, maybe.
Can you at least fade it in like a normal radio
okay,
DJ?
Okay, yes, of course. Okay.
For the record, I've never heard this song before. I've heard the beat.
You know this, you know this
I know
song.
What Coldplay is.
I used to know this guy when I lived under a Castlegar sky. Now in the days we live apart, feel the yearning in our fragile hearts. Yeah. Let's turn it up. All right, here we go. Instrumental break coming in in just 1 second. We used to be some geeks, play the Xbox every week. Now we start to drive Hondas. Now my Honda is dead. Long live the loot. Ingrained. Wait, I'd say it. And I was so mad, I wanted to hurl. What the heck? Now Matt Sanders on RBB, coming to talk to Jack and me. We'll talk topics, games, and segments. Have a convo in broken fragments for an hour. We'll sit and chat. Once you're on, there's never an out. Welcome to my wheelhouse.
That was the greatest thing that has ever happened.
I've never smiled this hard in my life. You made that for me. I'm beyond honored.
This is so amazing. We finally had a member of the wheelhouse into the show, and you wrote them a song.
I was like, looking in your eyes, you looked into mine, that whole song, and I felt the connection, Tristan.
There was a line after the Long Live the Lewd, I was trying to say, in grade 9, we dated the same girl, and I was so mad.
No.
And I was so mad that I wanted to hurl.
I was going to say, like, you were so mad your car died that you wanted to hurl.
No, I flubbed it because I got mixed up on the timing.
Like, the emotions were raging.
Yeah.
It's coming back. We bonded over that at the end, dude. I remember Mateo's party. We were chatting about it. I gave you, I think I had a water bottle full of, like,
of
every
something?
Single shot in my house just filled up to the brim with wine. Like, I wanted to steal
parties.
Food,
high school
right?
parties.
I remember that. We were jumping on a trampoline.
I threw up hard that night, dude.
He was so mad, he just hurled.
Yeah,
his
so
father
mad
had to drive me home. I was thrown up the whole way.
Victor.
Yeah.
I would say his last name. I was about to.
His name is Victor.
Yeah, Victor. So yeah, that was the little song he just wrote.
That was amazing.
It was actually amazing.
I'm actually pretty proud of the
like, I want you to
the
send
chorus.
That to me.
Yeah. Can I read the chorus?
Yeah,
again?
Sure.
Was it that we used to be some geeks?
No, it's right here.
No, Anderson's an RPP. Beautiful. That's so amazing.
That last part came out really easy. It was good. Okay, yeah. So skateboarding is our topic for the day.
Over the whole day?
The whole
day. Okay,
the
that's
whole
a bad
hour.
Over the whole day. I thought that was like for like a 10 little bit.
Okay. Oh. I know a good amount about skateboarding.
Jack's been skateboarding a lot. You know, don't feel pressured. We can move around, you know.
We can
flexibility,
it's like jazz.
Dude.
It's like jazz. You ever listen to jazz, brother?
Dude, we're like a river, dude, flowing.
We're going to flow around. So what do you know about skateboarding?
Skateboarding is like the thing I'm the absolute worst at, of any board. Like to stand on that
of
thing.
All of the boards.
Of
so
all the
two
boards.
By fours, you're much better at than skateboarding.
I used to pile two by fours. Like I know a little bit of wood.
Chairman
of
the board?
Are you a good chairman of the board?
I'm going to have to pass on that one.
Okay. Tristan?
Confidential.
And how longboarding? Mm. Are you better at that than skateboarding?
I don't know, a little bit. Taylor P. taught me all he knows, you know?
Oh, Taylor P.
Oh, Taylor P., man. I think I used to longboard.
Sorry, Taylor P.?
Yeah, his name is Taylor.
Prevezov.
Yeah, we'll say
okay,
his last name.
Don't worry about him.
Good. Okay, I thought his name was Taylor P.E.E. That would have been unfortunate for him.
No.
That would have been funny, though.
That would have been, I mean, it would have made us.
That's a hilarious name.
That kid got a lot of nicknames, and that probably would not have helped him.
I'm going to say, being named Jack, you get a lot of nicknames in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them I don't have the courage to repeat. They hurt my feelings.
The courage.
The courage.
You got a coward in
the courage
studio.
Or the gumption to repeat.
Ooh, Forrest Gumption.
Forrest Gumption. So, Tristan,
related to
Thomas as far as boards go, how are you at
ooh,
skateboarding?
Pretty
keep
horrible.
In mind, I've seen you skateboard.
Yeah, I'm very bad. I'm actually pretty great at skateboarding.
Yeah,
you know, Tony,
we actually have Andrew Reynolds in the studio right
we
now.
Actually
the
have,
boss himself. He's straightening and boarding right now.
You might know me by my other name, Anthony Hawk, maybe? Just,
yeah, it's,
you know.
His actual real name's Anthony Falcon.
Oh, weird.
He changes his last name. It's really weird. You know, his son is sponsored, and his other one is pretty much sponsored. But,
by who?
But not by his company.
I mean, I think that's really good.
Yeah, I think Riley Hawk's sponsored by Death Wish, and then...
I'm like, I'd sponsor his kids just to say, like, hey, yo, I got Tony Hawk's kids in here. They're on my team right now. You come buy my stuff because I got Tony Hawk's children.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's probably part of it.
O'Reilly Hawk. Tony Hawk's still ripping. He did a 900 like
ripping
three
farts?
Weeks ago. Yeah, he's just ripping farts on the ramp. How do you think he goes so fast?
Oh, God.
Stands with both feet perpendicular and just like...
And the board is perpendicular to the surface he wants to move. He's got a lot of force behind
him. Yeah, he's going.
Skirt.
He sits down. He's never once stood up on a skateboard.
No, I don't think there's any video of him ever standing up on a skateboard.
Nope.
Nope. So you said of the boards, Matt, you're not... What's the board... What do you consider the boards? And what is the best one you're at?
You want like, you know, at? Like snowboarding, skateboarding, wakeboarding, wake skating.
That's a skate.
Wake, get that.
That's a skate.
Oh, fuck. He's not on board, though.
Nope.
All right.
But
it
doesn't say boarding in the name.
Okay.
How about airplanes?
There's like kneeboarding.
Are you good at boarding an airplane?
I've done it like twice in my life, and you know.
You've been on an airplane twice?
Twice,
twice,
yeah.
Twice only?
No, maybe twice, maybe three times. No. I have to go there and come back, so like four times then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't get a lot of planes in Castlegar.
No.
Even though there's an airport.
One a year.
A boat. And that's very rare because we got a lot of cloud coverage in Castlegar.
Mm, the wind or something.
No, I think it's like the mounds are like.
It's like that movie, The Wind Has Eyes.
What's this?
Castlegar. Let's get real,
hey,
boys.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Is that what people call it?
You're listening to Castlegar.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the GOAT, Castlegar's world-class rock right now?
This is an episode of Castlegar's world-class rock, and we're going to talk
Let's
about...
Let's hear that theme song. Okay, this is an episode of what was it called again?
The GOAT, Castlegar's world-class rock. It's very crass.
Tell us about that crass rock there, Matt Anderson.
I'm more into the best soft rock by Nelson. That's a more classier station. I would.
What's that
I don't
station called?
Is it like Easy Rock?
Should we close up?
Yeah, no, it was best soft rock before, and then moved to Easy Rock, and they kind of went downhill. New production, we don't worry about it, but yeah.
Should we close up this ep of The GOAT and open up an episode of Easy Rock?
Let's close down The GOAT.
All right, you're listening to Easy Rock.
What was your favorite part about Easy Rock?
And which of the rocks would you say you're best at?
Come on, man. You got to give me something better than that.
Well, what's your favorite Easy Rock song?
All right, I didn't... Okay, all right.
Raining Blood.
I'm going to say, like, Eye of the Tiger. That one's playing fairly often. I really gotten into that one.
Recently?
Recently? I haven't listened to radio.
Fair well, point. You're on it, brother.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
You're listening to yourself right now. I see those headphones. Gotcha.
Yeah, you're listening to the radio as you're speaking. And that was a little episode of Easy Rock... What's up?
We're on. What did you say? What's what was that?
That was nothing. We don't need to worry about that. But
okay.
I
saw those fingers.
I saw those.
Should we go to a quick little song break?
Why don't we go to a quick little song break? That was our topic today is skateboarding.
We've talked extensively about skateboarding.
Yes, we talked about the different types of boards. So this next song is by Nick Morgan, my good friend, and Matt's ex-neighbor, where they went used to hunt snakes together.
Now he just kicked me off the property. Sad days.
He could, yeah.
And yet, he says they were friends.
But we still blossomed.
Blossomed. Mm-hmm. So this song is called Diministry. It's on What Could Go Wrong, nickymo.bindcamp.com. Give it a listen if you enjoy this song. If you don't, call in, tell us which parts you like in excruciating detail, and we'll make sure that gets back to Nick.
Yes.
That's 604-822-2487. Thank you, everyone.
Goodbye.
If you hate this song, call in.
In the ministry, blood's for sale. In the ministry, oh deadly industry. In the ministry, we'll prevail. Starting one for free, without fail. In the ministry, blood's for sale. In the ministry, there's no cash.
Are you interested in Indigenous issues?
Are you down with decolonization?
Do you have something to say?
Or have a topic to share?
We have just the thing.
Join UBC's first ever Indigenous Radio Collective.
We're a team of Indigenous and non-Indigenous people.
I'm Niska from my mother.
From the Tahltan Territory.
I'm a settler from Washington State.
I'm from the Qualcomm and Musqueam First Nations.
I am Quechua Indigenous from Saraguro, Ecuador.
We broadcast from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded land
of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Whatever you want to talk about, we're into it.
Everyone is welcome, no experience necessary. Unceded Airwaves airs Mondays from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Unceded Airwaves.
We want to hear your story.
I was a prisoner.
Cocaine addiction.
Cocaine took my drink. It made me lie. Steal.
Cocaine took my will, my soul.
And all I wanted was more cocaine. Cocaine Anonymous gave me freedom and saved my life. If you got a problem with cocaine, pick up the phone. We're here to help.
Contact Cocaine Anonymous toll-free by calling 866-662-8300 or find them online at ca-bc.ca.
Welcome back to Radio Pizza Party.
Radio Pizza Party
on CITR 101.9. We're talking about skateboarding day as our random topic. And I am Tristan. This is Jack. We got Matt.
Who's that? What's... Whoa. Is there a deer in here?
Here, wait. Keep doing that. Keep doing it.
Keep doing that, unknown person.
Okay, keep just... All right, yes, I like it. I'm going to just put on some...
We're out in the woods right now.
My God.
I hear it.
It's going to be pretty tough to skateboard out here.
We're not going to be able to skateboard at all.
What are we supposed to do?
I hear an elk.
That elk sounds horny to me. Or maybe angry. I don't know.
Or maybe it wants to just mention where it is.
Where are you, elk?
Can you say a word in your elk language?
Hey, baby.
All right, that was
say
a little...
Hey, baby, I think he's definitely horny.
Got ourselves a horny elk.
I hope you can hear that.
Is that an episode of Out in the Woods?
That was an episode of Out in the Woods.
Let's hear it. What a great app.
Great app.
Alright, we're back. We're back in the concrete jungle known as UBC. And who are we with?
Shut up.
Who are we with there, Luscious Locks Larry?
We're here with Matt Anderson, aka the Elk. Matt the Elk Anderson.
Konnichiwa, my dudes.
What is this, man?
That's how I greet my frellos.
Your frellos?
Hello, fellows.
My fellow friends,
fellows.
My frellos.
That's, I like that. Good.
Yeah.
Do it again.
Konnichiwa, my dude. That's how I start every game of Overwatch. I'm like, I pop on the mic. Everybody's like, hey, what's up? Everybody got mics. I'm like, Konnichiwa, we ready to win this game, boys? And then you hop
in
and catch
muted
the
W's.
I don't have very many friends.
If only there was a mute button when you're talking to him in person.
Feels bad, man.
I mean, there is one on this board, but we'll save that for necessary circumstances.
I have two strikes.
Two strikes. One more, buddy.
Out of 18.
One more.
Yeah,
we play cricket.
It's a very.
I don't know how cricket works.
I once saw cricket once in my life.
One time? Yeah. I saw many people playing cricket in my life.
So our topic today is skateboarding. Matt was saying he is best at...
Snowboarding.
I've been snowboarding with you before.
I grew up in a snowboarding / skiboarding? I'm going to call it skiboarding.
Interesting. Just like hold hands and ride down the hills. Those were good days.
And we were kissing.
Oh.
I mean, on the chairlift. Like, come on, Matt. They don't need to know about that.
Hey.
I do.
That's a little.
Need to know about.
That's a little bit for the ladies there. Me and Matt were kissing on the jail.
It's called practice, man. Come on, like, just two bros helping each other out.
Just two guys, and we're having a good time. Toss me the pigskin.
Okay. That's what we said on the chairlift.
Jeez, maybe he's like some lip chap. So snowboarding, can you do tricks? Half pipe, quarter pipe,
Sean White, like
eighth pipe. What is Sean White up to these days?
Matt,
what's Sean White up to these days?
Pretty sure he broke his leg last time he tried a 900 backflip, so I don't think he's doing much.
And but, it's also summertime.
It's also summertime. I don't know if he actually broke his leg. I don't know Sean White. I played his video game once.
Why don't I Google?
Sean
Google.
The best trick I landed on a snowboard is I fell and broke my collarbone. And that was a great time.
You know, it doesn't count as landed just because you are still on land. Like, because you came back down doesn't mean you landed the trick.
Feels bad, man. I was proud of that.
I just wanted to make that abundantly clear. Because you said the last trick you landed. What's Sean White up to?
He's in a band.
I thought you were going to say coma. What's his band?
It's called Bad Things, and it's an electronic rock band. I'm still looking. I just thought that was an interesting little tidbit of information.
Okay. He's like a band, like they play rock band?
Yeah,
they play rock band and Guitar Hero.
Just live in concert. I'd watch that, man.
Sean White and a bunch of like Olympic athletes.
I used to love Guitar Hero. Speaking of games with big plastic annoying accessories, do you guys remember that Tony Hawk game with the skateboard you could buy that would break after like an hour?
Would you have to? Was it for standing on?
Yeah, and you'd like do kickflips and stuff.
Here's a little music thing about Sean White's band.
I don't care about your music.
It played as a last-minute replacement for Guess the Band.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Death Grips.
No.
Yeah. Oh, we also have a caller coming
in. Let's hear this caller. Who's our caller?
Hello, you're on air.
Hello.
Hey, who is this? Whoa.
Repeat.
Hello?
Just a sec, sorry.
You got a lot of reverb there, buddy.
That is a lot of reverb, by mistake.
Who is this fellow?
Who are we talking to?
Oh, my name is Peter Bell.
Peter Val?
Peter Bell.
Peter Bell.
Konnichiwa, my dude.
Konnichiwa, my dude.
Hello. I'm from Victoria, but I went to UBC for a while, and I know the old CITR.
Well, we are the new CITR.
Yeah, welcome
to... We killed the other one dead.
The old one was amazing.
Uh-oh. Oh, well, I'm what's your review of the new one?
Yeah, what's the new one, bud?
Sure that the new one is great, too.
Oh!
We're making friends here.
Yeah, okay, Peter.
Big shout out to Nardwar, the human serviette.
Absolutely.
Well, he's an hour and a half before us.
Yeah. I was going through the Rolling Stone cover-to-cover book, and I thought I could give you guys some rock and roll trivia.
All right, let's hear it.
I'll give you something from the earliest episodes of Rolling Stone.
All right. Which season of Rolling Stones? Oh, that kind of episode. Sorry.
Oh,
like a Rolling Stone.
Or edition or a publication or something like this.
Oh, okay.
So.
Okay, Peter. We can't hear you anymore, Peter.
We can't hear you, Peter.
Hey.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
It just sounded really like, distant.
Let me take you off speakerphone. Sorry.
No worries.
I would appreciate that because you're going to be on the radio.
November 15th, 1969, Jimi Hendrix by Sheila Weller. Quote, for the first time, it's not the guitar doing the talking, as Hendrix reveals a hunger for critical acceptance.
Does it mention skateboarding?
No.
Then get off our show.
Okay, that was Peter Bell. I think that's... Okay, there we go.
What are you doing to those boards?
I don't know. So thanks for calling in, Peter. That was that was good. I like that. We have someone who I don't think is someone I know who actually listens to this show.
Whomst?
He was talking about Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah. Who's Jimi Hendrix? Is he skateboard?
I think he was Tony Hawk's dad.
That's very strange.
You know, I'm not going to lie. When I came here, I was asking the audience base of this show. And now I know we hit Victoria. Like, I'm feeling famous already. This is a good time.
I'm very surprised.
Yeah. Like,
we got Victoria to Castle Garden. Man, we probably go down and we... Papa Blessed, California.
I'm thinking
H3.
We definitely hit HCHD. They definitely listen. They have our t-shirt.
Yeah.
We should have just sent them a t-shirt.
Do you think they'd probably be the type of people that would wear it?
Yeah.
I'm a Kleiner. Ethan Kleiner.
What up, Kleiners?
Mm-hmm.
Does Ethan skateboard?
That's a good question. We should get him on the show.
Hey.
There's an idea. Let's hit him up.
The famous YouTuber, Ethan.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I was just making sure you knew. I wasn't talking Ethan Hawke. We weren't talking about Ethan
Hawke.
Oh. Not Tony Hawk's brother.
The famous YouTuber Ethan Hawke. Like the actor who also has a YouTube channel.
Oh, yeah.
Ethan Hawke.
Ethan Hawke.
Yep.
Ethan Hawke. So why don't we go into a little... game.
Let's do this game.
A little game. Jack, do you want me to...
I'm ready to go.
Okay. Oh, we're doing that one. Sorry.
Which game were you thinking? I'm ready to do your game. Let's do your game. Okay. Let's do your game.
Let's do a little game called Hoat
Takes.
Okay, so that was Hoat Takes. So Hoat Takes is a game where Jack...
I quiz you guys.
You quiz us you guys on the world of fashion.
How much you guys know about fashion? Do you guys know what creative directors are?
Creative directors.
Not just Christopher Nolan. Not like, you know, your creative directors, like Stanley Kubrick.
I know in...
Martin Scorsese.
Matt?
Okay, all right, I'm going to guess. Your creative directors are the guys who are in charge of, like, maybe the department that designs the clothing, right?
Bingo. Okay. Tristan, you are miles off.
I know in film a creative director is, like, the person who does, like... Or that's the art director. Never mind.
Okay. What I want you guys to do, I have four brands.
Okay.
And four creative directors.
Okay.
I need you guys to match them up.
Oh.
With no Google involved, Tristan. I see that laptop. Get it away from me.
Don't close that because I don't know what it'll do to this show. I think we'll get sucked into a wormhole.
Okay. The directors are John Galliano. I'm going to butcher this pronunciation. Alessandro Michele.
Are these the names?
Yes. Of the
directors. Men or women. I shouldn't have said that.
Oh.
The people. I'm sorry. The first one you said was a man, so
the
I
individuals.
Was like, the individuals.
How do you know John's a man's name? Raf Simons and Lil Yachty.
Nice.
The companies are Gucci.
Okay.
Maison Margiela, if that's how it's pronounced. Raf Simons and Nautica.
I'm going to go with Matt's Yachty and Nautica.
I'm going to say the John Galliano, with the Italian-sounding name.
John Galliano.
John Galliano did Gucci, just because I feel like there's an Italian.
Wait. Go, what's the second brand you talked about?
Maison Margiela.
That's John Galliano.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think for Gucci?
Gucci are Simons?
There's Raf Simons.
Raf Simons is Gucci.
No, because there is there was a brand and a man both named Raf Simons.
Well, Christian Dior doesn't design Christian Dior anymore because he's dead. But there's another reason. It's because he's dead.
Raf Simons, I don't think, is dead.
He's not.
Okay, what was your third brand?
The third one was Raf Simons.
Raf Simons is not Raf Simons.
I'm going to say Raf Simons is Raf Simons. Okay, we have to agree. So I agree with your Majan with Lil Yachty.
No.
No, I like
this
that.
This is my show.
Okay. No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I can see veins popping up his neck right
yours
now.
Yours was John Galliano for Margiela. Alessandro or Raf Simons for Raf Simons. Lil Yachty for Nautica. And Alessandro Michele for Gucci by process of elimination. Let's hear yours. If you agree with them, I swear to God, I will take you down.
Hear my what?
What are your takes? Who do you think is for whom?
Is that who? That's the you just gave the answers.
That's his.
Oh,
no.
That's his.
Yeah.
Okay. Yachty for Melange Etoile, whatever that was.
Yeah, Melange Etoile.
I'm going to say John Galliano for Gucci, Raf Simons for Raf Simons, and Nautica was for the whoever's left. I've forgotten the name.
You missed every single one except for Raf Simons. You got every single one right.
Baby,
for the record,
this.
I pointed to Tristan for getting every single one wrong like an idiot. Uh-huh. And Matt Anderson for killing it like a mouse.
Should I'm on my clothes,
out?
Man.
You know your clothes. Should we play out the entire theme song this time? Because it's sort of integral to the show.
What are you done? Is
Hoat Takes
done? Yeah,
Hoat Takes is done. Hoat Takes is over, man.
Yeah, sure. Did we not play the whole song the first time? Because that's where it cuts off.
That's where it cuts off? Oh, I thought.
I just want to know, what's my prize? I got four for four. I got to get something out of this. I didn't come here for free.
I'm going to buy you a Gucci tracksuit.
I want a Gucci
actually,
belt.
Actually, no, it's like $2,000. I'm not doing that.
A Gucci nuts? I'll get you. Well, we bought you.
There's a really suggestive look in your eyes. I'll get you.
I'll get Ooh. You, brother. Before the show, we gave you your gift. Anyways.
Wink.
Oh.
We assumed you were going to win. I knew you knew your clothes.
Look at him. This blue tank top and plaid, a subtle plaid,
subtle
gray
plaid.
Shorts.
Subtle plaid and Adidas.
And
Adidas?
Dirty gray shoes. Come on, man.
They're dirty
like there's
gray
duct tape
Adidas.
On the bottom, too.
There is duct tape on the bottom.
All right. So what's what do you know about skateboarding?
So when was the first skateboard invented, Jack? What do you think?
1874?
Yes, exactly. You're right. I knew the answer.
Right after the Civil War, same year.
That's how they won. That's how the North beat the South.
The skateboard was invented in like the early 70s because surfers were like, oh, dude, these waves are so not bitching today. What are we going to do? So they strapped bike tires to like a, I think it was 40-foot tall piece of wood.
Pretty sure it was just a 6x8, but okay.
A 40-foot, was it a tree?
Yeah, it was. They chopped down a redwood and they'd strap bike tires and they were like, this is bodacious, dude. Check my facts. Google it.
I believe. Wow, it's true.
Yeah.
I just Googled. Crazy. I just want to make an announcement quickly about Jack.
Yeah, dude.
His favorite comedian is Jeff Foxworthy. He wanted me to say this before the show. And his favorite movie is Master Disguise. He wanted me to say these things.
Dude, don't blow up my spot, bro.
He loves those movies.
Bruh.
And that comedian.
Jeff Foxworthy, man. You might be a redneck.
He always talks about if he might be a redneck, and I'm like, okay, yeah. And
then I just kept saying it like 40 times.
And then he kept doing Master of Disguise quotes. Like,
give me some quotes.
Some quotes from Master of Disguise is, I'm going to be a master of disguise. I'm going to be a master of disguise. He says that, like, I get a call from him in the morning.
What time in the morning, dude?
I think we need to bring us back to where it's all about, man. I think we need to go back to the basics. Tristan, when's the last time you stepped foot on a skateboard?
I'd say probably 2-3 weeks ago on Jack's probably skateboard.
It was hilarious.
Was it gnarly?
Okay, I don't like this super surfer character.
Jack, it's not you.
Yeah, I'm sorry, dude.
An Australian guy with luscious locks just walked in, and he's a surfer dude.
Yeah, dude.
Look at that. Wonderful.
Beautiful voice. I think he's cool. I'm going to name him Paul.
Oh.
He doesn't have a name yet. He's 48.
Mm. Wow, you're a terrible father.
He's not my kid.
Well, who else can name someone?
The government.
Government, yeah.
What do you mean?
You don't name your kid. The government's just going to assign you a name. You can't be nobody for too long.
Do you think that's not true?
No, I swear that's true, right?
I know you aren't allowed to take your kid out of the hospital without naming it. I saw that in an episode of ER.
So what happens if you just don't take your kid to the hospital? You're like, it's yours
you
now.
Just leave it in the hospital.
Just it's yours. It's going to get a name. When it goes to the foster care, it's going to get a name, right?
Or the orphanage. They just name it 87.
Well, no, because there's that wing of all hospitals that's just all the lights are off, and that's where all the hospital children that don't have names, they wander. And they have no language. They're all feral.
No, you're thinking of ghosts.
Oh, of course. Yes, I'm thinking of those nightmares I have every night.
Of your childhood.
Of my childhood.
Sweet.
You guys all both born in hospitals, eh?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you know anyone who wasn't born in a hospital?
I don't want to blow up their spot, but I do.
Well,
they had a tub birth.
That doesn't count.
What do you mean that doesn't count?
No, like if they were like
we're talking like barns here.
Yeah, like barns.
Or like a car. I'd say a car counts.
Yeah.
Like 18...
Not like a deliberate
your home
choice.
Is like it's a safe place. Hospital's a safe place. Those don't count.
I'm sorry. Then no, I don't. Do you?
I imagine my grandparents.
What, there weren't hospitals in the 1990s?
Yeah,
but the barns were closer.
I said my grandparents. So yeah, the 2000s.
Stutter?
My great-grandparents were the 1990s.
Oh, yeah. What's your great-granddad's name again? Chaz?
Chaz Bono.
Chaz Bono.
My name is Chad.
Chad? Such a Chad. Ugh.
What a Chad over
what
here.
What a Chad.
Just chatting it up in that corner over there.
It's a Chad. Okay, why don't we go to a little break, and
let's
then we'll...
A quick little break. A QLB.
A QLB. I will play this next song is by the famous band.
Not too famous.
I would say pretty famous. It's kind of a little bit of a newer one. It's a single... No. It's not a hit. It's a single?
It's not a hit. But I think it's a single.
We can play it. It's not a hit, ladies and gentlemen.
Not a hit. Aren't allowed to play anything hit.
No, don't blow up the CITR spot. Okay, we're going to...
No, it's a personal rule in my life.
Okay. So we're going to... My life. We're going to play the song It's Creature Comfort by a little band called...
Very nice.
Very nice.
A little band called Very Nice.
Arcade Fire.
Bye-bye. We'll be right back.
It's not painless. She's a friend of mine. A friend of mine.
CITR member and make some new friends.
Members get discounts downtown at Little Sisters Book and Art Emporium, the Cinematheque, the Fall Tattooing, Selectors Records, Community Thrift and Vintage, Vinyl Records, Sakura's, Classical Records, and Beat Street Records.
What would we do without our friends?
Sit back, relax.
Don't miss Jack Velvet's Suburban Jungle Show, with plenty of funk, soul, surf, and more music. Wednesdays, 8 to 10 a.m. on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Add us on Twitter, at Jack Velvet Radio. Find us online at jackvelvet.net.
Welcome back to Radio Pizza Party with Matt.
Speaking of here, we have a phone call coming
in. Let's just see who this is.
Who is this?
Hello? Hello?
Oh, no. Oh, it's me again.
Who is
Who's this?
It's me again.
Peter?
Peter?
Yeah.
Peter, what's your,
Welcome back, Peter. What's your middle name? Pizza party.
Peter, what's your middle name?
Great show, you guys. My middle name is actually
Newton.
My middle name is Newton, and it's actually my moniker on a popular Vancouver website that is www.ceo.ca, believe it or not.
I do not believe that.
Go www.ceo.ca/@Newton, and you will see all of my posting activity about the world of Vancouver junior mining.
Well, how old are you, Newton?
I'm 30 years old.
And what are you up to right now?
I'm looking out at the lake in Stanley Park. It was just beautiful. And I loved listening to your show. Thanks so much, you guys. You rock.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you, man.
No worries.
We got Newton.
Ask us some questions about skateboarding.
See, no skateboarding. Go find me on the internet. I'm on Twitter. I'm all on.
Are you using our show to...
No,
this is not this type of show, Mr. Newton. Mr. Newton.
I can't believe this, Newton.
How dare... I hate you, Newton.
I'm aghast right now.
Newton.
Don't ever listen to our show again. Don't go to Newton. Don't go to... See, it's a virus website. I'm on it right now. You get a virus.
Wow, many viruses.
Oh, I got a virus attack from Newton.
Your thing is just...
My computer says, LOL,
packed,
my name's Newton.
Packed with viruses.
And it's a little gif of a guy shaking his butt. I don't like
his
that.
His little tail feather.
His little tail feather. Okay, so we're going to go into a little game called...
What's our game called?
Would you rather? What the heck?
Yes.
Yeah, here we go.
Why do you have the phone?
That's the wrong one.
On. You're good at the boards, right?
Okay, let's play it. Would you rather?
Would you rather wanna hurt me? Would you rather wanna make me cry? Would you rather wanna burn? Would you rather wanna see me fly?
Welcome.
I'm still mad at Newton.
It's Newton.
Newton. Can I introduce the show?
Yeah, sure.
Welcome to Would You Rather. I feel like Would You Rather is enough introduction to Would You Rather. Thanks, Tristan. Back to you.
Yeah, so
you're still
I got,
mad at Newton?
I hate Newton so hard. Matt, what do you if you Newton's probably still listening, what do you want to say to Newton?
I'm not going to lie, I kind of like Newton. He was trying to be a little scummy there, but you know, he had a good soft voice and it soothed me.
I mean, I hope he was being genuine when he said he liked the show, but I didn't like the unsolicited solicitation.
True.
Yeah. What's junior mining?
We don't need to worry about it. You know what? Don't even bring in the audience mind. Okay. We don't want them to think about this.
I think he's for mining for juniors. Sounds,
whoa.
I'm kidding. Would you rather have four eyes or one messed up eye?
Living that life right now.
Already, oh, I got both those, dude. It's like, what do you want? All right. From personal experience, I'm going to say the one messed up eye is all right. I'm content with who I am.
Wait, by four eyes, does it mean like a spider but halved or...
Are the eyes above my eyes or eyes on the back of my... Where are these
second
eyes?
Or is it one big eye?
You have two pupils.
Worth of eyes?
I would definitely want two pupils.
Two pupils
worth of
eyes. That'd
be so cool. Be able to just take off my big, gigantic sunglasses.
I mean, two pupils in each eye is what I'm trying to say.
No, you don't have just pupils stuck to your forehead.
This is too much for me, guys.
Are you okay?
My mind, I just like... I was going through all the possibilities. What can I do with all these pupils?
But you see... 1% out of each eye.
What?
So I can only see 4% of my current vision.
Yes.
Which is already half of a normal person's vision. I say no, sir.
Isn't that already having sort of one messed up eye? Like even less than one messed up eye?
Yeah.
You're having four messed up eyes.
Yeah. Like
four or one.
Severely messed up eyes. I'd rather have one messed up eye.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have another regular eye? Come on, rule dealer.
You have one. You have four messed up eyes. One eye, but it's in the middle
can
of your
you,
chest.
Can you sell
in the middle
eyes?
Of my chest?
Yeah.
What can about the winter?
Like, if I had four messed up eyes, I can sell three of those and just have one messed up eye and make money.
Make
it the money.
Give them to a science guy or something.
Ah, yes, science guy. Is his first name Nye, Bill?
Yes, Bill Nye, the science guy.
Yes,
would you be a Cyclops if you could? Think about it.
Oh, do you mean Cyclops from X-Men or Cyclops from... Greek mythology,
like from Futurama, the girl. What's her name?
Leela.
Leela. Would you have
Leela
that one big eye?
I believe.
Would I be Leela?
Yeah.
No, I don't want purple hair.
No. I don't want to be an orphan. Yeah, I don't want to be animated.
You're pretty much immortal at that point.
That's true. Okay, let's. Until you get canceled. So, what's your answer?
I'm choosing one messed up eye.
One messed up eye. Can I ask the next one?
Oh yeah,
because I get to make the rules that way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Would you rather be the next John Cusack or the next Joan Rivers? Just an incidental fact, Joan Rivers is dead and John Cusack is not dead.
Now, I have no idea who either of those people are, so based off their names alone, I like saying Cusack more than John Rivers. So
Joan.
It's Joan. She's a woman.
You know Joan
Joan
Rivers.
Of Arc?
Yeah, you get to be Joan.
Yes, you get to be burned at the stake. Looking her up on YouTube, not Google.
Because that you have to hear her voice. It's a very...
Let's hear her voice.
Let's hear Joan Rivers. This is an episode of Impressions. I'm going to skip this ad.
She's loud. See, I hate when someone sits there and says to you...
That's Joan Rivers.
I've done nothing. And you want to go, I know the doctor.
I know the doctor.
That's old Joni Rivers. Or the next John Cusack, which is something a man said to me once. I was going to be the next John Cusack.
I think I'm going to be John Cusack.
Can I be Joan Cusack? Combine the two?
No, you cannot marry Joan Rivers.
No, no. No, because Joan Cusack is
a
person.
Wait, okay, if you're going to be combined, would you be... Which half would be which? So would you be like split down the middle?
No, I'd be the person Joan Cusack. John Cusack's sister.
What would Joan Cusack do?
Act. She'd be the principal in School of Rock.
No.
Neat.
Very neat.
It's real neat. You can tell it's neat because of the way it is. I would be John Cusack because...
Which one can skateboard better?
John Cusack, for sure.
Probably John Cusack, for sure. He was pretty cool. He's pretty cool. Okay.
Tristan once came up to visit me in Whistler, and I went to work, and he picked me up afterwards, like at a bar. Like, he was a pickup artist.
Okay. I'm not a pickup artist. Let's
continue. And I asked him what he did all day, and he says, I watched two John Cusack movies.
I did for the entire day.
Back to back. Or wait, was it three?
Two. But they were like 2 hours each.
He watched plus 4 hours solid of John Cusack as a leading
man. Let's hear your best impression.
I'm look at me, I'm John.
Why do you blink so much?
You're not seeing it, but he's blinking like, oh my God.
John Cusack here.
That's in a tear gas attack.
No, that's the only way I can do them. in a tear gas attack.
All right, to T-Bone. All right. Everybody chosen? What's yours? Are you John Cusack?
I'm Cusack.
And you're Cusack?
Rivers.
Cusack.
Okay. So Matt and Jack. Sorry. Matt's across from me, so I just keep, you know.
Yeah, I know how it is.
Just called me the most important guest.
Would you rather have
the MIG
$5 or have $5 in a Mexican standoff threatening you and your family? Family's lives while you're on vacation, stopping for gas somewhere along the long stretch of highway. You've just finished traveling on. Your wife was a very nervous look on her face. You slowly pull up the car and flash the bucks with the headlights. They stop and turn to you, pointing their pistols at your rusty Chevy sedan, weighed down by the traveling equipment. A buck walks up to the car and asks you to roll down your window. Confused by the fact that there's a talking animal, you comply. He asks you for ID. Nervously, you reach into your center console. Inside, there are two items, your Saskatchewan driver's license and a pistol.
Is that it?
Yeah.
So would I rather? Which one am I rather pulling out?
Would you rather grab the ID or the pistol?
Wait, what about the $5 at the start?
Wait. How many deer are there? How many talking deer?
Five.
$5. Well,
I'm thinking like a $5 bill.
Yeah, I think it was, would you rather have $5 or, and then this giant diatribe?
I would have the $5.
So,
I would have the $5.
Okay, in the second.
Shooting me in the head.
In the second situation, do you grab the ID, your driver's license, or do you grab the pistol?
Pistol.
Why?
Because in this scenario, no, I'm a world-class shot, and I just go.
I'll grab the driver's license. I want to see how far this is going to go. I want to know if he wants to take me in the car. I want to know we're ending up. We could be like fall in love.
Wait, which
one? What are these?
Yeah, you
have
like $5. Come on, man. This is not even a fair trade. Are
the deer good looking?
They are. They're healthy deer. They're bucks. Like they're Matt.
Yeah.
Matt.
No. Like I'll,
this is what they might sound like. It, five of these. And then they say something. They say.
Okay. Wait.
They ask you for the driver's license.
This is what I'm hearing. Yeah. How do I know the rest?
License or registration.
Yeah.
It sounds like what Flubber would sound like if it talked.
I think Flubber never spoke, I don't think, but I think he did
squeak.
That's
why I said if it would. God. Well, what is it with the fifth degree here? If that's what fifth degree is.
In any case, I would take off all my clothes, run into the wild with these bucks, and leave everything behind.
What about your wife in the middle of
my wife,
in the middle of this?
There's a reason why we're going down this dark, long, lonely road.
Oh,
lonely road that
you and you have
on.
A pistol too. Uh oh. Okay, let's do one more, Jack. You can, you can pick which one from our Would You Rather list.
Would you rather smile every time you see the color green, bracket, as in smile so hard it's creepy, or close bracket, or be brought to tears by the color orange?
I would creepy smile everywhere I see green.
You do have a creepy smile.
No, are we talking like green as in like trees, or just artificial green?
What color are green? What color are trees? I answered it for you in the question on accident.
What color are green?
Trees is the answer.
No, I'd adopt the smile. I'd make it me. I'd wear it.
You'd have a creepy smile every time you saw green.
No,
what if you saw a woman
give
wearing...
Give us an impression of a creepy smile.
Well, it's a visual medium. It's not going
to
work.
Well, I'll describe it to people. Tristan is doing a creepy smile. He now looks like he's pooping his pants.
It actually made me uncomfortable, so I might have to change it. That was very scary.
Or
how is this for a creepy smile?
It has to be so wide it's creepy. Like... Yeah.
That one. Can someone here describe it, please? The audience needs to know.
So his neck is very tense.
There's veins popping out on his forehead. A dribble of sweat is coming down his temple. His hair is swept to the side, but it's casting a shadow over his one eye, and it is menacing.
His glasses have shattered from how wide his smile is.
Oh, sorry, guys. That hurt. I'm back.
He's back.
I'm back in
the same
voice.
Jack we know and love.
The same Jack we will always love.
Love?
be
right, so
around.
So what would you? So you pick smile. Mm-hmm. You pick.
I'll do color orange because I feel like.
Kip.
Hmm?
What? Orange.
Orange because I feel like orange. You don't see orange as much as you see green. So I can like brought to tears. I can cry. I can cry.
Well, I mean, you see orange every time you see the old El Presidente, if you know what I mean.
Oh, we got ourselves.
Yikes.
I'm talking about the burrito from that Mexican place.
El Presidente. Now, prisoner. What do you think about El Presidente?
Of Azkaban.
Of Azkaban.
The juiciest I've ever seen. I would take a bite out of that.
He's thick. The president thick. Is
three C's, man.
Three C's. I'm close to a fourth.
I think we've had this conversation, but it is worth revisiting.
He's thick. All right, I think that's a pretty good way to close up Would You Rather.
I think.
Let's wrap it up.
Would you rather want to
Okay, that was what.
All right, I think we're getting close to the end.
We're getting close to the end of our show time.
Who's coming up after us?
We have David Love Jones with African Rhythms.
African Rhythms.
Rhythm.
Respect on my neck.
and he'll be playing some. He's.
I'm assuming African Rhythms.
I'm assuming some African Rhythms. Saw him just today. And he's great guy.
He's a great guy.
Great guy.
All right.
All right,
so our tradition here,
our tradition.
Is we the way we name our old episodes is we'll each go around and say a word, and I'm gonna start it off, then it's gonna go to you, Matt, and then me, and then me, and then me.
There's someone missing,
and then Matt,
me,
and then Tristan. Okay, mm-hmm. It'll go me, you, Tristan.
Oh, I get the last word.
Mine will be Cusack.
Upsetty.
Me.
Cusack upsetting me? All right. What a great show, everybody. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to Radio Pizza Party. Newton.
Get off my plane.
Hey, Newton. Go get yourself your own radio show.
Get off my plane.
Get off.
Newton, I'll see you on the goat.
I didn't kill my wife.
I don't care.
All right. I don't think he said it that happy, did he?
I don't care. Well, later, everybody. It's been fun. I hope you found what you're looking
bye.
For.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
There's a reason.